Next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Adler. The Huskers are 11-11 overall and 3-8 in Big Ten play. Nebraska plays Michigan and Penn State this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, if you'd like to start with a few opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
Well, obviously, you know, this time of year, I think, is when teams start, you know, competing each and every game for opportunities, and I think that's what we had this past weekend and this past week, and obviously going to Northwestern and losing, and then coming back and losing yesterday to Minnesota was very disappointing. But as I've said all along, you know, this is an 18-game conference schedule, and I still believe in this basketball team. I think there's some good basketball left. You know, we had another setback with Brian Diaz and you know, him not playing yesterday. But, you know, we got to move on. And so I do think we'll do that. And, you know, how many games we're going to win, I don't know. But I do think we're going to, you know, continue to compete as hard as we can. And, you know, we got another opportunity on Wednesday night against Michigan. And hopefully, you know, we'll play some of our best basketball.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Hey, Doc. Hey, you know, as you guys have gone through the season, how much of a factor do you think has been the fact that you guys are seeing a new set of opponents here in your first year in the league?
Well, I think I think quite a bit, to be honest with you. I think again, I don't think there's any substitution for being familiar with a lot of things. And when you're not familiar with them, there's so much uncertainty. And I don't care how much tape you watch, and my assistant coaches are no different than any other ones. They're as good as there is in the country, and they prepare as well as anybody. But preparing off of tape and seeing people in person are two different things. And no team is the same as your team, and no one coaches the same as you, so you know what you can and you can't do. And so maybe the second time you play some people, I think maybe you saw that, even with the exception of Ohio State. I mean, when we went to play Wisconsin, I think we played much better. And it's a lot of it just has to do with you're more familiar. So I think there's a lot of that.
With the you talked about a little bit earlier about opportunities as you kind of move on with the rest of the season. I guess for where you sit right now, I guess what are the opportunities that are out there for you besides the obvious trying to win some basketball games? I guess what do you see as kind of the ultimate right now for where you guys are given where you've been?
Well, obviously we'd like to be in a little bit better position than we are, but as I've said before, we've got seven league games left. And, you know, it's easy to start looking beyond and start counting this game, that game. But as I've told our team from day one, we better just worry about today. And we got to come in here today and get better. You know, I'm not going to say we're going to win the NCAA championship, but, you know, the New York Giants at one time lost 5 games in a row. And I think they won a championship with 9 losses. And, you got Connecticut last year that did some remarkable things. You got Michigan in our own league that, it, you know, this time last year everybody was, you know, wondering what was going on there. So I like our basketball team, and I believe in them. And I think if we get some luck, I think, and we take each day as it comes, I think there's some good things that could happen to this team. I really do. I believe that. And, you know, I know – it doesn't look like that maybe outside this office or maybe outside this building, but, you know, I can't control those things. I can only control that if we're coming in today, if we have a great practice, then things are just like you would hope they'd be. And wins and losses, I hope, will take care of themselves. But, you know, we've got to we're running out of opportunities. I do know that. But you know, we just got to continue to do the things that we believe in. And with a little luck, a little bounce here and there, maybe we can get on a run just like some other people have done.
Well, with kind of the public predictably kind of grumbling, you know, as the season's gone. I mean, what's kind of your level of concern, if any, about your job security?
I've not heard any grumbling. I couldn't tell you anything. I don't pay attention to it. You know, I do this weekly deal with you guys. Starting October 13th, I'd never read a newspaper. I don't know what's going on out there. Don't care. You know, I mean, my concerns, believe it or not, are big enough to get this basketball team playing good. That's my only concern. Anything else I can't control. I don't care to control. I'm not stupid. I know wins and losses are – it's always good to have a lot more wins than it is losses. And so we need to win some basketball games.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Robin Washut, HuskerOnline.com.
Hey, Doctor, you mentioned Brian's injury. Do you have an idea of kind of his status moving forward, particularly for Wednesday's game?
As I said after the game, Robin, you know, I'm moving on, you know, with the idea that, you know, he's not going to play anymore this season. I mean, that's my mindset right now, and there'd have to be something to, you know, drastically change for that to take place.
Is there any worry this could be a career thing with him?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're going to try to get him the best medical attention that we can. And, you know, and as I said, if he comes in here in a week and says, man, coach, my feet feel great, then he'll play. But, you know, I mean, it was difficult finding out right before the game that he wasn't going to play. I mean, that was difficult. I think it was difficult on the coaches. It was difficult on the players. It was obviously difficult on him, and it wasn't good. But I'm going to prepare our team from here on out as if he is not going to play, and we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Doc.
Uh-huh.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Kelly Anderson, Sports Illustrated.
Hi, Coach. I had a question about Ohio State. There were 3 weeks between the two times you played them, and I was wondering how much or if they had improved in any specific areas the second time you saw them.
You know, I didn't realize it was 3 weeks. I thought we played them a lot closer than that, but maybe it was 3 weeks. But, you know, Kelly, to be quite honest with you, we didn't compete. it was – we didn't give a good enough challenge to for me to even tell if there's much difference. I mean, they played very well on both occasions. I thought for 16 minutes at our place we played good, but we didn't give enough challenge to find out how much they had improved, to be honest with you.
What would you say is the most kind of devastating part of their game plan?
For us, or what are they best at?
Yeah, what are they best at in general?
Well, I think they can score from a lot of different positions.
Yeah.
You know, when Thomas Buford, Sullinger get going, and you obviously I think Kraft is one of the best point guards in the country. And then you add Smith in the fact, and then you got guys coming off the bench. The probably biggest thing that I noticed playing Ohio State compared to maybe some of the teams that we had played like in the Big 12 that were some of the better teams over this 5 years is their size. I mean, their wings are big. They're this physical. You know, as we've talked, I mean, I don't know that they're better. I mean, the Kansas team that didn't win it my first or second year, whenever it was, I thought was the best team I've played against since I've been coaching this level. I don't know if they're that, but I definitely think they're as good as and have the opportunity if they're if they will defend like they've defended here lately, then there's no question that with the luck of a bounce here and there, they could do something special.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And, Coach, that's actually all the time we have this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.